Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sure. 103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, it's go time. This happened, a month ago that I decided to leave the group chat. Not just any group chat, my family group chat. I'm talking my mother.
Ooh.
And my two sisters.
You left the sister, mom.
Uh-huh. I left the family chat because we all have group chats, a lot of us, with our friends and family.
Like, of course.
I have one specifically with my sisters.
Mm-hmm.
But this one included our mom, which is basically our mom and dad and it's basically our immediate family.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we would use this group chat every day. Hi, mom. How you doing? You know, Penny, my sister in California, might send something like, oh, there's wildfires and all the horrific stuff, right? All this goes.
Just keep touch.
My sister Jenny will be like, oh, our dog Roxy's sick. Oh, no. And we'll be like, oh, Roxy.
Oh.
You know, and I'll be like, oh, I'm getting a BBL. You know, whatever. Whatever.
Yay.
Yay. Whatever. So if you were listening to What Would DZ Do, I don't even know when I talked about it, about me and my sister getting into it. Remember that?
This was pre-surgery.
Was that okay? Thank you for bringing me back.
Yeah.
Because so much has happened in my life that I haven't been able to focus on my family problems, but here I am putting it all on the radio.
Can tell you an exact date now, but it was pre-surgery though.
My sister and I got into it. It was, you're right, because it was Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, DZ.
Mm-hmm.
It's all coming back. I was in Florida. My mom had a surgery.
Right.
We were all under a lot of stress, and my sister and I got into it because she rolled her eyes at me when my mom was complimenting my shoulders, which sounds so funny. But
you got such nice shoulders, Allison.
That's what my mom said, and I looked over, and my sister Jenny rolled her eyes. So that's what started the whole family fight, everybody. So
you shoulder checked her?
I wanted to. So when we were alone later going to dinner, just me and my sisters and like my brother-in-law, I confronted her, and I said, what's your problem?
Right.
And we talked about all this on What Would DZ Do, okay?
Yeah.
So my sister walked out of the restaurant, crossed a busy highway, and went back to the hotel.
She stormed off.
We haven't talked since.
She didn't even answer what your problem is.
No, we never talked.
Yeah.
Well, she said that she was. Well, she did, but whatever.
Nothing was resolved.
We don't need to get into it now. You have to go back and listen to that. What would DZ do? Nothing has been resolved since. So after that happened, DZ.
Mm-hmm.
My sister was then, I was going into surgery, and all my sister is sending us is how her dog is sick. And you know I'm a dog lover.
Of course.
But it got ridiculous, where I was like, really? Okay, you can't even talk to me, but you're going to send me updates on your doodle that's doing just fine. But, oh, my dog. And then she sent the great news that my niece, Olivia, had been accepted into NYU.
Shout out.
Okay, because she's smart. So
Big
I was
ups.
So proud of my niece. And so I went to congratulate my niece on Instagram, and I was blocked.
You're from your niece?
Yes. And so I wasn't sure if I was blocked because she didn't want me to see what she was up to.
Didn't want you snitching.
Or if my sister forced her to block me because we were fighting. And I know it sounds petty.
Come on.
I know it sounds petty.
And but sisters.
But my
sisters.
And my sister told me she didn't like, she was, it, look. So.
You know there might be reasons for her to have said,
100%.
Hey, block your Aunt Allie.
Because I have issues with her, so whatever.
Sure, sure.
So when I realized I was blocked,
what happened?
I came back in the group chat and I went, well, I would go congratulate her, but I'm blocked, unlike all of you. And I left the group chat, and I never turned around. And so my other sister, ready for family? You think you got family drama? Hold on, everybody.
I don't think I do anymore.
My other sister texts me separately, and she goes, why'd you leave the group chat? And I go, forget all y'all. I go, I'm so done with this family. You know, I was in my screw.
My
feelings.
You were in your bag.
I was in my chest.
You were
real.
In your forget y'all bag.
I was like, I'm not doing this. You
forget
guys,
you. Forget you.
You aren't supportive, and you aren't supportive.
Let me check the bottom of the bag. Forget you too.
100%.
one for everybody.
So I was mad, and I was like, you know what? Whatever. And so Penny's like, why did you leave? And I go, because I can talk to you separately. I can talk to mom separately. There's no reason I need to be in the group chat where I'm talking to Jenny about her dog and my niece who has me blocked.
I'm following.
So she goes, well, Olivia just unblocked you, but you missed it because you're not in the group chat anymore.
Why was I blocked to begin with is the question and problem.
Thank you.
Right.
So you can see this is very petty, but I quit the family chat, and I was upset because I felt like the core of it was that one of my sisters wasn't supportive of all the things going on in my life, which we talked about in What Would DZ Do?
We did.
And I was just like, I don't need this energy in my life. I'm going to be around. I'm going to talk to people that are supportive. Have not talked to my sister since. And the irony that I wanted to bring it on the air and ask if I was the jerk for leaving the family chat, they re-added me yesterday. They had no idea I was going to say this on the air.
And really? There's no coincidence. The universe brought you back in.
Universe brought me back in. Yesterday, I get a text and I see it's from the family chat. And I go, whoa,
how did I get back in this?
I forgot you could add people to chats now that you can remember.
You re-add? Oh, like, so when you leave, you could get re-added by that chat again.
Think about we have work group chats and something was happening one day and I added you to it. Do you remember? So you can add people to group chats now when you're already going, which is cool. At least for the iPhone. I don't know about the Android.
Well, whatever.
So ironically, yesterday I get this text and I'm like, what? I'm like, who added me back in? And Penny's like, I added you. I'm like, I know.
I roll.
But she was sending a ton of stuff about those awful fires because Penny's out in California and those wildfires are just out of control. So,
well, you hadn't been talking to her on the side?
I had. Right.
So what was the...
She was just trying to get... And even when Penny came to visit when I had my surgery, she goes, well, you don't know what's going on because you're not in the family chat. And I looked at her and I go, zero regrets. I have zero regrets. My life is just fine in the family chat. I still talk to you, like I said. I still talk to mom. I'll still be at Olivia's graduation, but I don't need to be in the group chat. So
I actually do still know what's going on. I'm just not involved in the chat y'all got
Forget
going on.
Forget y'all, man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, ooh. No. Penny's texting me right now. Uh-oh. I knew you were going to talk about this.
Uh-oh.
Shoot, I forgot she could listen on the Odyssey app. Shoot.
And you forgot she does listen
she
on
does
the Odyssey
app.
What up, Penny?
What up, Penny in California? No, so basically, DZ, we're going to ask today, and I'm going to even ask you, am I the jerk for leaving the family chat? And was I being petty? I mean, I just felt like I wasn't getting the support I needed, and I didn't need that energy in my life, and I was fine. I was still talking to my mom and my other sister. Why do they need to be involved in the drama?
Yeah.
They don't want to be involved anyway, and they're going to act like nothing's going on, so screw it.
Remove yourself from what you feel is drama.
I was over it.
I hear what you're saying. I'm still calling you the jerk, though.
Really?
Yeah.
You're going to say family over everything, aren't you?
No, not even that.
Oh.
No.
Oh.
I just think you could have ignored it. You could have just muted it. I've got group chats that I have not opened months.
Really?
Sometimes I will go 3 months without reading a single message and just clear them so I don't have those unread messages in my inbox.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not active. Mm. And I'm actually not really active in most group chats. I'll say what I need to say when I feel like I need to say it. But aside from that, you might not get a response from me.
You're saying I should have muted. Well, it's not should I do.
Not even muted. I'm calling you the jerk because you let it bother you.
I was impulsive. But I didn't have any regrets when I did it. I had, you know, a lot of times I will snap in my impulsive ways, right?
Yeah.
And then I'll feel horrible after.
Right.
Or I'll have to apologize or whatever.
Same with a lot of us, right?
And this, I had no regrets.
You didn't even think about it.
I didn't regret it. I left and I moved on with my life and I went, I'm cool, man.
I feel like you could have found that same piece without leaving the group chat and just not even muting it so you didn't get the alerts. I'm talking about just not been active. Because I know the type of person you are, and I know you like to be informed. And you may have wondered at one point, maybe they are saying something in the group chat that they're not saying to me, and I'd like to know that.
Mm-hmm.
So you could have at least been active in the background. You could have been ghost active, meaning you read everything, seen everything, not responded to anything, and just moved about your day and continue to be petty with your sister, because I know that's what you want to be doing.
Well, obviously. I mean, we're sisters.
Exactly.
Emily S. in Milwaukee said, agreed with DZ. Then somebody else says, DZ's the jerk for saying that you setting boundaries because you weren't comfortable in the group. Okay.
This isn't about me. Don't you do that.
And then somebody else said, not the jerk, anything to protect your own happiness. Because it was truly like, I don't need this energy. Like, she's texting about her dog, acting like nothing else is going on in the world, and I'm about to have surgery, and I don't have time for this right now.
But listen, dog, she wasn't coming at you, and you guys weren't arguing. She was just communicating what was going on. So as far as a family sake, I do think it's one thing if she was at you, you guys were at each other, so you're like, forget it, I'm leaving this chat, this isn't healthy. Mm-hmm. But there was nothing unhealthy going on, in my opinion.
Gregory from Greenfield said, you are petty. Suck it up, buttercup.
Did you just learn this about us?
Forget y'all, man. Somebody said, this is your family chat. Your sister was being petty and selfish, caring about her dog only. You're not the jerk. Your sister was. See, thank you. That was me texting. And I'm just kidding.
That was what you were doing under the table?
That was me, you guys.
Texting from the burner? Let me ask. For real.
For real, yeah.
Because I know we got to take calls, but I got questions.
Talk to me.
Has your sister checked in since your surgery to this point? Have you talked to her whatsoever, or somebody connected with you from her side, her family, and been like, hey, how are you? How did it go? Blah, blah, blah.
The only time I heard from her was the morning of my surgery, and she said, good luck in your surgery today. And that was the only time I heard from her until yesterday, when she reached out about our mom's birthday today in the sister chat, which hadn't been active because obviously we haven't been talking.
And you hadn't been on it, right?
So she said about sending flowers. So she texted me the morning before, and then nothing else.
Yeah, hasn't really checked in. Do you know if your other sister, Penny, had been relaying updates for her?
I left the group chat. Penny should be on the phone. You know what? We don't have time for this. 414.
Oh, now I'm asking too many questions.
533. 1037. Am I the jerk for leaving the family chat? And by the way, I'm back in it now. They forced me back in yesterday. Should I leave it again?
Bet you don't.
Don't try me, DZ. We'll talk to you guys next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, I'm not trying to fix the answers, but
okay.
Tyler and Grafton texted in because I want to know if I'm the jerk for leaving my family group chat, a text group chat. He said, I do not think you're the jerk. You have to do whatever it takes to protect your mental health. And sometimes that means you need to take a break from your family, and that's okay.
Yeah.
He said, because you know they'll always be there for you when you need them. That's fair. Have a great day. Thanks, Tyler.
I'm not looking to be antagonistic, but
yes, you are.
No. I'm being serious. About what I'm about to say.
Yeah.
Because I'd be goofing, bro. Mm-hmm. But was it really affecting your mental health that much to see messages come in that didn't really pertain to much of just communicating?
They were annoying me, and I had to and I didn't want the energy. I felt like the energy was bringing me down and sucking life out of me. And I went, you know what? I'm okay getting out of this chat right now. I don't need this. It doesn't mean I won't be back, because then I was forced to be back when Penny re-added me. But nonetheless.
Because I get it. There's a thing with it, something being annoying and something affecting your mental health. I think we can deal with annoying.
I've been working really hard on being as healthy as I can mentally and physically and mentally. I just didn't want the BS. Let's go to the phones. I told everyone on the phone I don't want to know what they're going to say till we're on the air, because I don't want anyone feeling like I fixed it.
Surprise, surprise.
Callie's in Germantown. Let's start with her first. Hi, Callie.
Morning.
Hello.
Hello.
All right.
Am I the jerk for leaving the group chat? Let's go.
So I am somewhat in a similar situation. I've also left my family's group chat.
Ooh.
So I'm going to go not the jerk.
Woo! Oh, sorry. I'm not supposed to fix it.
This is a friend of yours, isn't it, Allie?
No, it's not.
Don't lie, Callie.
It's not. It's not my friend Callie, I swear.
Callie?
Different Callie, I swear.
Oh, I'm in the same situation. Sure,
well,
Callie.
Are you surprised that there's people listening who have left their family chat?
No, of course not.
This is so relatable how much we all fight with our family. Yeah. Let's be real, dude. So, Callie, you say not the jerk.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. So I had a similar situation around Christmas time where I'm from Michigan. So I went home, and then for some reason it seemed to be all about my brother. And even in the group chat, when I left, it continued to be all about my brother. And it got to the point where it was in an argument. Mm-hmm. And I said, nope, I don't want anything to do with this. Like, you know, new year, new mental health. Like, yeah. I'm trying to X-nay that. Mm-hmm. So I left the family group chat. And I'm considering going back in, but he has not even reached out to me.
And so he knows.
I'm petty. I'm petty.
Oh, we so hear it, Kelly.
Until he reaches out to me, I am staying out of the group chat.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
okay.
That's one in favor.
Kelly, I appreciate you. Have a great day.
It was wow.
Allie said, checks in the mail.
Yeah, love you. Bye.
Bye.
All right. Next up on the phones, we've got Amanda in Waukesha, who's got her own theme song for calling 5 days in a row. Hi, Amanda.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Long time no talk.
No, yeah. Good to hear from you.
No kidding.
It's
Happy
impossible
New Year.
To get through these days.
Well, you know.
It is possible. Look at you today.
Yeah. And
I know. Look at me today. What am I talking about?
You right. go, girl.
It's impossible.
So I want to know if I'm the jerk for leaving my family group chat. What do you think?
Oh, you know, I was really strong on yes, you are the jerk.
Oh.
Because I sided with DZ quite a bit until he asked that final question.
Well, dang it.
Which one?
Did it really affect you mentally that much?
It did.
I knew I went too far when I asked. Dang it.
You went too far. I was on your side, DZ.
Yeah, I'd be asking too many questions. Side. Dang it.
But, I mean, sometimes you got to protect your energy and yeah. and I believe
sometimes
in that.
Sometimes you got to put that block up for just a little bit and just, you know, I'll be back.
You don't want to be back, though.
True. You also have to be that petty side where, like, I need to know what drama's going on so I can have six side conversations with people talk about it.
Thank you.
I just don't want to be. I'm trying to be better, you guys. I'm trying to be, you know, more mature and not get into these stupid arguments with people. And I want to. It takes time sometimes to heal and deal with your issues with people, and that's just where I'm at.
Fair. I guess
I usually just mute my family chat.
I should have.
But then I just call, like, my one cousin that I have a different group chat with, and we talk smack about it all, and, you know.
And then you feel
my
better.
My mom's that ghost active person where she's like, I'm not talking to any of you. My daughter will call me and tell me what I need to know because I'm not dealing with you guys.
And you know what, Amanda? There is something to, like, when my other sister was like, you're missing everything. And I looked at her and I was like, I really don't care. If I cared, I think I would have regrets and been like, what am I missing? But let's be real. I was not, what was I missing?
No, let's be real. No. I'm surprised you left because you are FOMO to the core.
I know. I just
fear of missing out is the definition of Allie. Like, you want to know everything all the time going on, no matter what, even if it's boring. You want to know to be bored so you can decide that you're bored.
New Allie, new year. I'm trying to have some self-control and not be, I don't want that. I don't want that.
Listen to that, Amanda.
The big step. Nope. You got to do what you and you knew you'd be back eventually.
I don't know if I knew that.
Penny, I don't think she did.
Penny
Amanda
forced me to go back in by adding me yesterday. Should I leave it again?
Yes, I said. Bet you won't.
I think at a holiday time or like a get together, you would have been like, "All right, add me back so I can figure out plans and figure out this." Eventually, even if it wasn't for like a good talk, you're like, all right, just add me and then I'll leave again.
Yeah.
There you go. She's leaving again. She is leaving again. Man, I can't believe Amanda switched her answer mid-thought. Fine.
I love you for it, though.
My bad.
You good, Amanda. It's just great to hear
from you. You got to protect your space and you got to protect your clarity.
That's right.
And sometimes that means regrouping so you can attack better.
That's not what I thought you were going to say, Amanda. Have a good day.
Have a good day, guys.
Bye.
All right. So two not the jerks, and I have no idea which way Jamie in St. Francis is going to go. So let's pull her up. Hi, Jamie. Good morning.
Don't tell me I switched
good
you
morning.
Two.
Good morning.
Oh, wait. Hold on. Diana in Hales Corners texted in. She said, WTF is a family group chat. Don't you, Diana, on texting, you can have multiple people on a chat. That's called a group chat. So I call it the family group chat, just like we have a work group chat and DZ and I have a chat. I mean, like,
you got group chats with your friends where you and like three of your girls or homies.
Yeah, that's a group chat.
A group chat. Anytime there's more than two people, it's a three-way call with as many people as you want,
that
but
part.
On text.
Mm-hmm, exactly. So just clarifying for those people. All right, Jamie, are you saying am I the jerk or not for leaving my family group chat?
Okay, I'm going to go with you are not the jerk.
Back you.
I have a similar situation. I had to get on here today. I have I have 9 in my entire family, and I argue with my sisters all the time, and we block each other. We have family groups where one has blocked us. My brother has blocked us in the group message. So I'm like, well, why is he blocking us? So I have to say, you're not the jerk. Sometimes we get into arguments, even though we're all grown. I'm 37 years old. We're all grown. It's just sometimes we get into that little argument where we're like, you know what? I'm going to block them. So that means we're no longer in the group. So I don't think you're a jerk for it.
Thank you.
It's siblings. You not petty, girl. You related.
I mean,
yeah, that's true. You're related.
You know
so
what?
It's like
that should
family,
be
we argue.
Aside.
To disclaimer, I'm not petty. I'm related.
I'm related. It's okay.
Yeah.
I'm mad y'all are making this much sense. Mad I'm over here agreeing with you like, yeah.
Yeah, seriously. Like I said, I have 9 in my family, so I have 4 other sisters, and it is so petty to the point where one of us block each other, and it's like, why did you block me? And it'll be over the pettiest thing.
I get it. So, I didn't block anyone, though. I just left the group chat for my own sanity, and I feel fine.
You blocked yourself.
I did.
Exactly.
I blocked myself.
You blocked yourself.
And the same thing. I blocked other people for my sanity. I do it, and I would do it again.
You
man.
Blocked your peace.
Exactly. So that part.
Blocked off your peace.
That part.
All right, Jamie. We love it. We love it. Say
all
less.
Right.
Not the jerk. Sweep. Vacuum.
Love you, Jamie.
Have a great day.
Have a great day.
I love you too.
Bye.
Okay, I know this was a really long Am I the Jerk, but I feel that like this was therapeutic.
Let's deep breaths together. In through your nose, out through your mouth. One more time. In through your nose, out through the mouth. Not the jerk.
I feel good. Thank you. Thank you, everyone.